Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gus Zerniel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Yost reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Bowling moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito strikes out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zerniel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zerniel. Fox moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany strikes out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling bunts towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. Bowling moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline is walked intentionally. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost scores. Bowling moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Rudy Arias now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Kaline scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Harris now playing first base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Smith reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arias fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Batty reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-2 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. McEnany moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Rudy Arias. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Al Smith. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Ken McBride now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Veal hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 3 in the game. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Yost strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yost out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McEnany strikes out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Esposito strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. John Romano pinch hits for Ken McBride. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.